tonight I want to talk about whether there will be mitzvot la'asid lavo. And I know la'asid lavo, some future era, is a very unclear statement now that we are familiar a little bit with the different eras that are in the future. The Yimos Mashiach, Yos HaMesim, Olam Haba, according to the Ramban at least. But I use that word because of the Gemara. So the Gemara that I handed out, which is the Gemara in Nida, Daf Samach Aleph Amud Beis. The Gemara there, if you look on the third line, just to quickly go through the Gemara, because this Gemara is the basis for the entire, this whole sugya. So the Gemara says, Tonu Rabbanan Beged She'avod Bo Kilayim. If a person has some type of Beged, and there's Kilayim, there's wool and linen in this Beged, and he lost the threads of the wool or the linen, and he's not sure where it is. You shouldn't sell it to a non-Jew, because we're worried the non-Jew would then sell it to a Jew, and you're not allowed to wear kilayim. And you shouldn't make a seat for your donkey, meaning a saddle on your donkey out of it, because we're worried that you might come to wrap yourself in it. And the point that applies to us, what we're interested in tonight is that you can make from it tachrichin, shrouds for a dead person. So the Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Zos Omeris, it seems to imply from this statement that you can make shrouds out of kilayim, that mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo. It implies that there will not be mitzvos in the future, because you can bury a person with these shrouds. So the Gemara says, Amar le Abaye v'itemer of Dimi v'ha'amar of Mani, Amar of Yanai, lo shanu elo l'safto, ava l'kovro aser. So Rav Yanai, we'll call this Rav Yanai, says that when it says that you can put a dead person in a beged which has kilayim, which has shatnez in it, that's only at the time of the eulogy, but not to bury him in this beged. But then the Gemara says, "Aval Amar Le Lav Itmar Allah Amar Rabbi Yochanan." Didn't Rabbi Yochanan say Afilu Lekovro? But didn't Rabbi Yochanan say you can even bury a dead person in these shrouds which contain shatnez? So the Gemara answers, "Rabbi Yochanan Lata'ame," because this is Rabbi Yochanan according to his reasoning. This is consistent with his opinions. Damar Rabbi Yochanan May Dichsi V'Meisim Chavshi. What does the pasuk mean when it says that people who pass away are free? He explains, it means kevan shemes adam nasa chafshi min ha-mitzvos. And when a person passes away, he becomes free from mitzvos. Period. End of the Gemara. So the Gemara seems to have a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai as to whether you can bury a person in shrouds which contain shatnez. Why? So Rabbi Yochanan, the opinion who says that you can bury them in the shrouds with shatnez, says because mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo, which seems to imply, the simple reading of the Gemara is that because la'asid lavo seems to imply sometime after tchiyas ha'mesim, and there's a Gemara in Ksuvis that says that at the time of tchiyas ha'mesim, the people will be resurrected in the clothing that they are buried in. And therefore, if a person is wearing shatnez when he passes away and he's buried in shatnez, so when he is resurrected and gets up out of his grave, he will be wearing shatnez. So if you say that you can bury him in shatnez, it must be because when he's resurrected, he's allowed to wear shatnez. Now, if you're allowed to wear shatnez, that must mean that there will not be mitzvos in the future. Comes along Rabbi Yanai, and Rabbi Yanai says, no, it's not that you can bury a person in these shatnez tachrithim, in these shrouds. Rather, only at the time of the eulogy you can put the dead person in these shrouds. But for the kavura, for the burial, he says you have to change them into different clothing. You can't bury them in shatnez. Again, seemingly, the simple reading would be, because Rabbi Yanai would be of the opinion that mitzvos are not betelos lasid lavo. Mitzvos will not be nullified, and therefore you can't bury somebody in a beged which contains shatnez, because then when they're resurrected, they're going to be wearing shatnez, and it will be usher for them to wear shatnez. So this machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai seems to be whether there will be mitzvos in the future. If there will not be mitzvos in the future, there's nothing wrong with burying a person in shatnez, because when they will be resurrected in the future, there will be no iser of wearing shatnez. But according to the other opinion, Rabbi Yannai, who says there will be mitzvos in the future, that's why he says you cannot bury a person in Shabbos. Yeah.
Two things. First of all, I don't know if it was any different back then, but it doesn't seem to really be covered mate to me. If you're going to prepare a body, dress it in linen, or whatever, Shabbos,
linen and wool.
Or for a hesped, and then...
Have you ever heard of a wake?
What? Heard of a...
Wake.
No, you're right.
I'm not familiar with the process. I'm told we do covered mates.
Right, we don't. Right, no, we don't do this.
Right.
You bury them in suits in the wake.
Because even if you're doing a larger spadus, I mean, you got to specifically dress the body.
Right.
To me, it doesn't...
Right. It's not that you should do this. It's you can do this. Or covering, something that you're getting warmth from.
Okay, well, also, now that we discussed, I know this is a little off the topic, but we discussed the idea of, you know, when we talk about the whole idea of Gil and Shamas, in theory, we discussed it, the age, or, I mean, people are mixed at many different ages.
Right.
You know,
people...
are missed at many different ages.
Yeah.
What age
does
somebody
retain? Right, so we mentioned that, about how they'll probably come back as they were, and then they'll be healed from anything that they have.
As their last state?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's the simple reading of this Gemara in Ksuvus, is not only in their last physical state, but even in the clothing that they wore at the time of the Misa. Now, we'll see that not everybody agrees to that, about the clothing. Which will obviously be a way out of this Gemara, possibly. But maybe it'll come back anyway.
Exactly. I mentioned last week that it's the entire body, right? The book that gets resurrected.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because I was thinking that if it was actually someone's neshama,
right?
You know, and not the book. You know, it really doesn't matter what
right.
they're wearing.
Right. No, for sure. This definitely seems to show that there will be some resurrection of the body,
not just
of the soul. Yeah, yeah. Because otherwise, the soul's not going to be wearing clothing. There's
right.
No clothing.
Right.
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 Right. Right.
Regarding the clothing, men also will wear a talus.
Yeah.
But what we do is we cut off one of the tzitzis to make a puzzle.
Right.
Now, what happens when this person now is resurrected? Does he have the mitzvah tzitzis? And if so, he's not wearing it.
Right.
So
he'll have to go get.
Go buy, yeah.
So he'll have to go get.
It's not permanent.
Well, it's
so he'll take off the talus with the puzzle corner and he'll go get tzitzis.
Well, you better with kashrut tzitzis, did you get tzitzis?
Because there are issues in burying them in kosher tzitzis, because of loig l'arus. That's why we have a minhag to, if you go to a cemetery, you tuck your tzitzis in, because of loig l'arus. It's like you're making you're taunting them that you can do mitzvahs and they can't. But that might only apply to certain mitzvahs, not everyone.
So if you have to wear tzitzis, then wouldn't you then assume that the mitzvahs will you'll have to do the mitzvahs then?
If you have to do the mitzvahs, you have to wear tzitzis. If you don't have to do the mitzvahs, then you won't have to buy tzitzis. Yeah. Moshe, do you have a question?
No.
Oh, okay.
On a slightly different topic, if you have tzitzis made of shamans, can you wear them?
Yeah.
Does Abdei Dokolov have that?
Yeah, that's unique tzitzis.
Why can't you do the same thing here?
That's unique to tzitzis, though.
Because
it's putting, the Gemara, the Torah puts them next to each other.
But wouldn't it be by another mitzvah that that's by like shamans, too, which is how we say made them?
Right. Right, no, it would be different. There's no chiyuv. Right. No, I don't think so. Okay, so that's the foundation of the rest of the conversation will be based on this Gemara, which is why we saw it inside. Now, there is a Tosos in Bava Basra who connects this Gemara together with a Gemara that we spoke about a few weeks ago. The Gemara said in Sanhedrin that there was a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan, again, one of the same person. So Rabbi Yochanan and Shmuel as to what will be Yemos HaMashiach be like. If you recall, Rabbi Yochanan said that things will change, and Shmuel said, no, nothing will change except Shibud Malchios, except for whether there will be under the rulership of other governments, other people, or whether we will be autonomously governed. Right? So the only difference, according to Shmuel, between Yamos HaMashiach, and the world that we live in is whether there will be Shibud Machiyot as we have now, or it will be a more peaceful existence that we will be able to govern ourselves. So Tosfos explains, he puts these two Gemaras together. Rabbi Yochanan in our Gemara says, this Gemara in Nida says, that mitzvos betelos la'asad lavo. There will be no mitzvos in the future. And he seems to explain that means during Yemos HaMashiach. And that fits perfectly with Rabbi Yochanan's opinion that the times of Mashiach, it will be different than nowadays. How will it be different? Well, one of the ways it will be different, according to this Tosfos, is that there will be no mitzvos to do in the time of Mashiach. And Shmuel, who says that there will be no difference between the time of Mashiach and nowadays except for Shibud Malchios, he is of the opinion that Ein Mitzvos B'telos La'asid Lavo. He's of the opinion that there will be mitzvos in the future. So Tosfos says that Shmuel, who says that there's no difference between nowadays and Yemos HaMashiach except for who is governing, who is in charge, who is in control, so according to Shmuel, mitzvos will continue to exist in the future, during Yemos HaMashiach. But Rabbi Yochanan is consistent, and he says that things will be different in Yemos HaMashiach, and one of those differences will be whether there are mitzvos. So, that's what Tosfos says. Assuming that this Tosfos is correct, that these two sugyas of the Gemara go together, that Rabbi Yochanan is like Rabbi Yochanan, and Shmuel from that Gemara is like Rabbi Yanai here, and of the opinion that there will be mitzvos in the future, we run into a problem when we look at the opinion of the Rambam. Because if you look at the opinion of the Rambam, and we discussed this also when we talked about Yemos HaMashiach, the Rambam was of the opinion, he seemed to paskin like Shmuel. He writes in two different places that there's no difference between nowadays and Yemos HaMashiach except for Shibud Malchios. Right? That's what he basically said. And it was unclear exactly what his opinion was, but that seemed to be a simple understanding. He assumes, like Shmuel, that there will not be a very big difference between Yemos HaMashiach and the reality of the world that we have now, except for that we will be in control. The problem is that the Rambam paskins that you can bury a person in Shatnez. So if you can bury a person in Shatnez, what that means is that mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo, that there will be a time that mitzvos will not apply. So if Tosfos is correct, that the two sugyas go together, that mitzvos betelos, if you hold mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo, then you hold that there will be a difference between Yemos HaMashiach and nowadays, so there's an inconsistency in the Rambam. Because he says there will not be mitzvos at some point, la'asid lavo, but he says there will be no difference between Yemos HaMashiach and nowadays. So how is it possible that he can say there will be no difference between Yemos HaMashiach now and nowadays, and still say that you can bury a person in Kilayim, in Shatnez, which seems to imply that there will be no mitzvos during Yemos HaMashiach? That's the question that many ask. It seems to be an inconsistency in the Rambam's opinion whether there will be mitzvos or whether things will change. On the one hand, he seems to imply there will not be mitzvos, and on the other hand, he says things won't change. So which one is it? Yeah.
Why can't you just say the Rambam holds that just because you bury someone in the clothes with Kalayim, that doesn't mean that that's negating mitzvos in the future, that as soon as the person is resurrected, he has to take it off and put on clothes without shatnez?
Right.
Why does it necessarily infer that?
Because...
Or this one particular...
Don't get into the problem. Say, don't bury a person in shatnez.
Or say...
Meaning the minute he gets up and he's wearing shatnez, he's over on an isser. So don't bury him in shatnez. Make it simple.
Not, okay.
Meaning, why get involved? If you assume that you can bury a person in Shatnez, you seem to be implying that there would be no problem for a person to be resurrected in that clothing.
Or the Rambam knew that the clothing would disintegrate. I mean, obviously we're talking about a time where you have no alternative, right? Or maybe it's a poor community.
Who says?
Because if you have something without Shatnez, obviously you would use it.
Why
would you keep something without Shatnez in it?
Instead of throwing it away. Oh,
throw it away and let's put it on Uncle Bob's.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know. You're right. If that's the case, and this is a B'dievet situation, there's nothing else to bury him, and you're right. But it doesn't sound like there's an issue. I mean, it doesn't sound like there's a problem. So even if this is the last thing, if this was going to lead him to be over on an Isser, to do something wrong, so then don't do it.
It'll be like their shines in the future.
Yeah, chicken with dairy.
Basically,
to go back to...
Okay, so that's the question, the contradiction of the Rambam. There are two ways to answer it. I think one is more compelling than the other. I think it's more consistent than the opinion of the Rambam. But I'll share with you both answers regardless. They're not really coming to answer the Rambam, but both are commentaries on this Gemara in Nida, which are also important. Both answers basically explain that the premise of the question is wrong. Again, the premise of the question is that there is a connection between the Gemara in Nida that we just saw and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, where there's a machlokus as to whether things will change b'yamos HaMashiach or not. If you assume that there is a connection between the two and you line up the opinions, Rabbi Yochanan like Rabbi Yochanan, that mitzvos will not exist and things will be different, and Shmuel who says that things will not be different, and Rabbi Yannai that there will be mitzvos, so if you line those up, then there is an inconsistency in the Rambam. But the answer to the question is that don't make this connection between the two Gemaras, the Gemara in Nida and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. How is that possible? So one way of explaining it is that there's a difference between Yemos HaMashiach and La'asid Lavo. Right? That's the way the Ritva basically deals with this issue. The Ritva in Nida basically explains that La'asid Lavo doesn't mean Yemos HaMashiach. That Yemos HaMashiach, as we learned last week, is stage one. And then after that, there will be some Tchias HaMesim. Right? There's a discussion as to when will Tchias HaMesim be. But the Ritva is of the opinion that it goes in stages. There's Yemos HaMashiach, then Tchias HaMesim, and then maybe in Olam Haba. Right? It sounds a little bit more similar to the Ramban, that Olam Haba will be the next stage after Yemos HaMashiach, Tchias HaMesim. So according to the Ritva, there's no question. There's no contradiction in the Ramban. He's of the opinion that Yemos HaMashiach will look the same as now. But when you get to La'asid Lavo, which is after Yemos HaMashiach, it's the Tchias HaMesim time, right before Olam Haba, possibly, so at that point the mitzvot might stop to exist, might cease to exist. And therefore there's no problem burying somebody in shrouds which contain shatnez, because Yemos HaMashiach, they won't come back, they won't be resurrected yet. And during Yemos HaMashiach, there might be mitzvot. La'asid Lavo, which is even beyond Yemos HaMashiach, after Yemos HaMashiach, when there's a resurrection of the dead, at that point the mitzvot will cease to exist.
But you're not going to be burying anybody at that time.
No. At that time, all the people who were buried will come back to life, and therefore there's no problem that they come back to life wearing shatnez, because it doesn't matter at that point. That's how the Ritva gets out of this question. And therefore there's no contradiction within the opinion of the Rambam. Again, to me that sounds more like the Ramban's approach to Olam Haba, that there's like some stage beyond Yemos HaMashiach. The Rambam wasn't that clear that there would be a stage beyond Yemos HaMashiach. To me it sounded in the Rambam's opinion that there would be Tchias HaMesim during Yemos HaMashiach, and then as we discussed last week, according to the Rambam it sounds like not much will change and people will continue to pass away, and the ultimate reward would be for in the spiritual realm, the spiritual world of Olam Haba. So this opinion, to me, the Ritva didn't sound like that Rambam's opinion. You could explain them together, but it didn't sound like it.
Yeah, can you explain? I don't understand the opinion that the mitzvot would be betulot. Like, what does that mean in terms of the Jews having the Torah? Is the Torah, is it not applicable to us anymore? Do we not read it anymore? I mean, obviously, the Torah was given to the Jewish people, so the Jews in the Torah commands us to do the mitzvot. How could you say that?
Yeah.
Betulot.
So there are some opinions who say that we'll still do mitzvot, but we won't be obligated to the mitzvot. Like the Avos. The Avos, their Midrashim, that say the Avos kept all of the entire Torah. That even though they weren't obligated to do many mitzvot, they're obligated in the seven mitzvot of Noach, that they weren't obligated to do all of the 613 mitzvot, but the Midrashim said they kept all of the mitzvot. Because they understood, they had the spiritual awareness as to what is correct to do and what is not. And therefore, you know, that might be the reality at that time, that there would be no obligation. Again, according to that opinion. Again, not everybody will take that opinion, and we'll see what the Rambam writes, which is why I think that the Rambam would not be of this opinion.
Could betulot mean that you're not earning schar for the mitzvot anymore? That you're doing them just on their own, and you know everything is already set in stone at that point?
It doesn't sound like it. I mean, mitzvot betelos lasid lavo sounds like whether they will exist or not.
Would there be punishment?
I think so. People do things wrong.
No, but there's no obligation to the mitzvah.
At that point. Okay, so there is a discussion. We would get to this, but I'll mention it now. There is a discussion which mitzvahs. The only mitzvahs that are seem to be under discussion here are the mitzvahs which are connected to actions, meaning our beliefs will remain the same, right? The mitzvah of Ahavas Hashem and Emunah B'Hashem, those will remain the same. The only mitzvahs that we're talking about possibly being betelos and gone would be mitzvahs ma'asios, mitzvahs which are connected to a maisa, some action. And then once you say that, still there are three opinions. Some say that only the positive mitzvahs will be betelos. Some say only the negative mitzvahs will be betelos, and some say both.
It doesn't make sense. You're either talking about the times of Mashiach or the times right after Mashiach. And so everyone's witnessing the glory of God, and now some people are going to stop doing mitzvahs.
Right.
Wasn't the world created to do mitzvahs? Wasn't the world created for the Torah?
Now again, we might continue to do mitzvahs.
Right.
But not out of obligation.
Well, Adam didn't have 613 mitzvahs. He had six mitzvahs, So if we are going back to some sort of...
Right, but there are midrashim that talk about how the avos fulfilled all of the mitzvahs.
But isn't the whole point of this again? The mitzvahs are sort of a framework. It's a guideline to teach you how to behave. So if you have no yitzhara in theory, and it's more spiritual time, whatever it is, it might not be necessary.
Right, but there may not be a need to have an obligation. Because we might naturally be inclined to act in a way which is spiritually correct, right? So, meaning that it might all. It's a good question. What does this mean? Now, again, it's not clear how we paskin, and I'll read you a Rambam, which I think we'll put all of this possibly into perspective. But there is a lot of discussion about if you assume mitzvos are betelos lasid lavo. So, which mitzvos? Positive commandments, negative commandments. I mean, it's hard to say the positive commandments, because this Gemara is talking about kilayim. Mm-hmm. Shatnez is a negative commandment. It's a lotase. So there are those who say, how could you say that only the positive commandments will be betelos, but the negative commandments will still exist? Well, isn't this whole Gemara about shatnez, which is a lotase? So Rabbi Yochanan is of the opinion that mitzvos are betelos lasid lavo. He's talking about mitzvos ase. And a Gemara about lotah, it doesn't really fit. So I'm not sure how to answer that question. But there is a discussion about which mitzvahs. Now, but let's just to bring us back, to answer the contradiction, the seeming contradiction in the Rambam's opinion. So I think, and this will change the entire discussion, the opinion of the Rashba. The Rashba and the Gemara Nida has a completely different way of reading the Gemara, and it has nothing to do with a reality without mitzvos. Because the Rashba explains that mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo means that while a person is dead, he won't have the obligation of doing mitzvos. And therefore you can bury a person in shatnez, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you can bury a person in shatnez, because as long as he is dead, he does not have an obligation to do any of the mitzvos. So there's nothing wrong with a person who is not living to wear shatnez, and there's nothing wrong for me to put him in shatnez. That's how the Rashba learns this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. So what does Rabbi Yannai say? Rabbi Yannai says you can't bury a person in shatnez. Right? If Rabbi Yochanan says you can bury a person in shatnez because while he's dead, la'asid lavo means bishas misa. La'asid lavo means at the time while a person's not living. So if that means that while a person's not living, you're allowed to put him in shatnez because there's no obligation for him to do mitzvahs. So what does Rabbi Yannai mean? Rabbi Yannai says that you can't bury a person in shatnez. Right? Why not? Why wouldn't you be allowed to bury a person in shatnez? So Rabbi Yannai says, because just like we have a mitzvah to not give a child, a mitzvah of chinuch, to not lo ta'achilim, the Torah tells us. You can't put non-kosher food in a baby's mouth. Right? The baby's not obligated in mitzvahs. But you can't put the food into the baby's mouth. So too, Rabbi Yannai is of the opinion that you can't basically put the shatnez on this dead person, even though he's not obligated in the mitzvos, you're not allowed to put him in a situation where he's doing something wrong. Not because it's wrong for him, and again, just like a baby. A baby's not doing anything wrong if the baby eats non-kosher. But just like we have a mitzvah of lo ta'achilum, to not feed biyadayim with our hands a baby not kosher food, so too that similarly applies to a dead person. That even though he's not obligated in the mitzvos, you can't make him be over on an isser like wearing shatnez. And that's how the Rashba reads this Gemara. So according to that, it has nothing to do with Yemos HaMashiach and not. Right? So when the Rambam writes that Yemos HaMashiach will not be any different than nowadays except for Shibud Malchios, and he also writes that you're allowed to bury a person in shrouds that contain shatnez, the two halachas have nothing to do with one another. Because maybe he learns like this Rashba, that the only time there will be no mitzvot is while a person is not alive. And while the person is not alive, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan, who says that I don't have an obligation to make sure he's not doing anything wrong while he's not alive. Meaning, I can put him in shatnez while he's not obligated in the mitzvah of shatnez. Because mitzvos betelos, la'asid lavo, when a person is not alive, there's no mitzvos for him. So I can put him in shatnez and there's nothing wrong with that.
But it's still
going to
be resurrected.
So good. What about the Gemara in Ksuvos that says that a person will be resurrected in the clothing that he's wearing? So you have to, the Rashba says, not everybody agrees with that Gemara in Ksuvos. There's a Yerushalmi that says that that's not true. There's a Yerushalmi that disagrees, that says that a person will be resurrected not in the clothing that they are buried in. So Reb Yochanan, who says that you can bury a person in shatnez, is of the opinion, according to the Rashba, that people will not be resurrected in the clothing that they were buried in, maybe because they disintegrate, or whatever the reason is, but because there is another source in the Yerushalmi that says that people will not be resurrected in the same clothing that they're buried in. So according to this, the Rambam, the Rashba and the Rambam, I think this is the opinion of the Rambam, and I'll tell you why in a moment, but would be of the opinion that lasid lavo means bishas misa, when a person is dead. When a person is dead, there's no mitzvos. But after the resurrection of the dead, which we learned last week, the Rambam said will be sometime during Yemos Mashiach, before, after, he said, we don't really know when it will be. But whenever it will be, of course there will be mitzvos. Why do I think that's correct? Because the Rambam writes in Hilchos Megillah, the last halacha in Hilchos Megillah, I guess it's appropriate to learn it. So the Rambam writes as follows, and this is what Baruch was referring to before, this Yerushalmi that talks about that Megillah's Esther, Purim is different than the other Yom Tovim. So the Rambam writes, Kol Sifrei HaNevi'im V'chol HaKtuvim Asidim Libatel L'Yemos HaMashiach. All of the Nevi'im and Ksuvim will be batel, will be nullified, whatever that means, B'Yemos HaMashiach, Chut L'Megillah's Esther. Except for Megillah's Esther, the Harehi Kayemes Kichamisha Chumshe Torah, and it will continue to exist like the Chamisha Chumshe Torah, Uke Halachos Shel Torah Sheba'al Peh, and like the Halachos of Torah Sheba'al Peh, the Gemara, She'enem Betalin La'olam, because they will never be batel. And then he says, even though all of the tsaros will be nullified, Yemei HaPurim lo yibatlu. The days of Purim will never be nullified. Shenemar v'yemei HaPurim ha'elo lo yavru mitoch ha'yehudim v'zichram lo yasuf mizaram, as the Megillah says, that they will never be forgotten. So all of the tzaros that Klal Yisrael had gone through in the past, they'll be forgotten because of the great miracles and the tzaros that we will have and the miracles that we will be saved through. But Yemei HaPurim, the story of Purim, will never be batel, will never be forgotten. But the Rambam says clearly that the Yemos HaMashiach, Yemei Purim, right, Megillah will continue to exist, like the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and the Halachos of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Because it says, because the mitzvos she'enem betelim la'olam. So it's clear that the Rambam is of the opinion that mitzvos are not betelos la'asid lavo, right, or la'asid lavo meaning in the future. Now, if you say that the Gemara in Nida, this machlokas about being buried in tachrichim of shatnez, is connected with whether mitzvos are betelos in the time of Mashiach. So how could the Rambam say, like that he paskins like Rabbi Yochanan, that you can bury somebody in shatnez, if he then says in Megillah that there will be mitzvos in the future? If you learn the Gemara Nida, that the machlokas Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yanai about whether you can bury a person in clothing that it contains shatnez has to do with whether there will be mitzvos when they're resurrected. So if that's how you learn the Gemara, so then you can't say this, that mitzvos will apply and you can bury somebody in shatnez. The two can't go together. So it must be, that's why I thought that it's more convincing to say that the Rambam holds like the Rashba, that he reads the Gemara in Nida, that mitzvos betelos lasid lavo means that when a person is not alive, he has no mitzvos. And I have no obligation to make sure that he's not doing anything wrong while he's dead. So I can even dress him in something that would be usher for me to wear. It's not like chinuch, which the Ritva says, it's a crazy svara to even say that Rabbi Yannai would say it. But the Rashba says, no, you can say that Rabbi Yannai would be of that opinion, but we paskin, that the Rambam paskin, that you can put a person in shatnez to bury him. Why? Because he's of the opinion that when the Gemara says mitzvos betelos lasid lavo, that means that they do not apply when a person is dead. And then when they come back, he paskins like the Yerushalmi that says that people will come back in different clothing. And he says clearly that mitzvos, the Torah, the Megillah, and all of the halachas of Torah Sheva Alpeh are einan betelin la'olam, will never be changed, will never be nullified. And that fits well, because one of the 13 principles of the Rambam is that this Torah never changed, never will change, right? So that this fits well, because the Rambam's opinion is that the Torah will never change, that the halachas will still apply, the halachas d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, they will still apply in la'asid lavo. And again, this also fits well because the Rambam, again, I didn't think that the Rambam, the Ritva sounded like the Rambam, because the Ritva was talking about different stages, Yimot HaMashiach, Tchiyas HaMesim, that sounded to me closer to the Ramban, as we discussed last week. The Ramban's understanding of the future would be Yimot HaMashiach, followed by Tchiyas HaMesim, followed by some Olam Haba, which is a physical, spiritual reality. But the Rambam said, no, after Yimot HaMashiach, and Tchiyas HaMesim, then the world will kind of continue in a healthy and wonderful and peaceful way, but basically it will still be a physical existence, and then the ultimate reward would be after people pass away in that world, in the spiritual Olam Haba. So this all, to me, fits together nicely, that the Rambam's opinion is that certainly the mitzvahs will continue to exist. And I think it fits better with most people, at least here, from the reaction that I got when we were talking about that they will be the tailors, that of course the mitzvahs are for us. The mitzvahs aren't just rules to give us schar va'onesh. The mitzvahs are because that is the correct moral code and correct spiritual way of living our lives. So therefore, it's hard to understand why they would then be betelos at a time when it seems to be the most spiritual and peaceful time in history. So why would then Hashem take away the mitzvahs? According to this, he won't. And according to the Rambam, sounds like in Hilchos Megillah, he won't. It won't go away. It's just that when the Gemara discusses burying somebody in shatnez, that's talking about burying somebody in shatnez because at the time when they're not alive, mitzvahs will not apply. Right, that's the Rambam's opinion and the Rashba's opinion. The Ritva disagrees. Tosfos disagrees. They learn the Gemara Nida as meaning literally that la'asid lavo, at some point in the future, there will not be mitzvos. Now, that's the main machlokas between the Ritva and the Rashba here. We'll call it the Rambam Rashba against the Ritva. The main machlokas is, will there be a time in history that mitzvos will not apply? According to the Rambam and the Rashba, no. Only when a person is not alive. But according to the Ritva, there will be a time in history, not during Yemos HaMashiach, but after Yemos HaMashiach, during Tchiyas HaMesim stage, at that point, that's the machlokes in Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yannai, whether the mitzvos will apply or not. But according to the Rambam and the Rashba, there is no such reality. There is no machlokes about whether at some point when people are alive, whether there will be mitzvos or not. It's only about whether there's an obligation to make sure that a person is not buried in something which is usher to wear or not. Yeah.
I can lead up to my question. With the Bimei HaMashiach, I imagine they're going to be tremendously dramatic events, similar to the dramatic events of Yitzhak Mitzrayim and Matan Torah. So is there any suggestion in the sources that there'll be another type of Matan Torah, another type of... I imagine that the Kedushah of the Torah will remain intact.
Will there be any
further revelation?
There is a machlokas. We're all familiar with the machlokas. It's in Mishnah and Brachos, as we also say it during the Seder. Machlokas in the Chachamim and Ben Zoma, about whether there will be an obligation of mentioning the Zuchiris Yitzias Mitzrayim, the Yemos HaMashiach. Right? Whether it's Balelos, B'yom, Balayla, or Af Lahavi Yemos HaMashiach. Right? We say it in the Haggadah. So that seems to be a machlokas, whether there'll be a mitzvah to mention Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim in the time of Mashiach or not. Then Zoma is of the opinion that there will no longer be an idea of mentioning Zechiras and Tzias Mitzrayim because the miracles of the Geula the final geula, the final redemption, will be so much greater than the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim that that will become the focus of all of our, I don't know if all of our mitzvot, or that will become the focus of the zechira, will be not zechira of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but a zechira of Yemos HaMashiach. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim say no. Even the Yemos HaMashiach, even if the miracles will outweigh the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, there will still be a mitzvah to mention Yetzias Mitzrayim. But I didn't see in any sources that there would be a new Matan Torah. It doesn't sound from the Rambam. Certainly, it doesn't sound like any of the mitzvahs will change. The Torah will remain as it is. It sounds like even the halachos of the Torah, for the most part, will remain as they are. No, so the fast days will turn into to holidays. The Navi tells us that the Tzoma Chamishi, the Tzoma Asir, or the Tzoma whatever will change from Tzara to Simcha.
Rambam is saying we're not going to hold by the Navi.
Oh, so good. So that's a good big question. What does that mean? What does the Rambam mean that all of the Nevi'im and Ketuvim will be batel the Yemos HaMashiach? So that's the question. So the question is, what does that mean? So first of all, the Ravid disagrees. And he says, this is completely wrong. He disagrees. He says, Kach Amru Afilu Yivatlu Shar Svarim Milikos Behem Megillah Lo Tivatlu. He disagrees. The Ravid disagrees. So fine. So the Ravid disagrees. But the Lechem Mishnah, this is the Lechem Mishnah. I have this somewhere. what does that mean here? The Lechem Mishnah says that just means that they won't be read on a regular basis, as opposed to Megillas Esther, which will continue to be read on a regular basis. But it doesn't mean that the things that we learn from them will be batel. And that's what the Ravid, it could be the Ravid misunderstood the Rambam as meaning that we will no longer learn anything from the Nevi'im and Ketuvim. And the Lechem Mishnah says all he meant was that they won't be read on a regular basis as they are now. The focus will be maybe on other things, on the talking about Yemos HaMashiach and the Geula and the Nisim and the miracles then, but except for Megillas Esther, because the Pasuk says that you'll never forget about the story that happened. And it will still be a focus in our, I guess, yearly lives.
It makes more sense because Rambam is saying it's supposed to hold by the Gemara, and the Gemara references
right,
the Yisuvim
right,
times.
Right. So yeah, that's what the Lechem Mishnah says to explain the Rambam.
Is there going
to
be any more Torah revealed to us on the Shabbat?
Yeah, Leon Novi will come and answer all of the Sekos.
Like,
all the
Sekos,
all of the
Sekos,
yeah.
The
book
or Megillah
is
the last book
of
the other.
I don't think there's going to be another book, but.
You know, Megillah is a shallow too.
Yeah, that's the whole question, yeah.
You don't think there'll be any additional book that gives an accounting of the events that take place?
I don't know. I'm not sure, but you mentioned the New Testament, so I'll just mention. The Ritva is of the opinion that the Gemara Nida that says whether there will be mitzvos l'asad lavo or not actually means that there will be a time in history, the time of Tchias HaNesim, l'asad lavo, that mitzvos will be batel, that mitzvos will stop to apply. So the Ritva says, so if the Talmidim of Yeshu, as he writes, will come and say, good, look, here's our source, and maybe the time has already arrived. You see from here that there will be a time that the mitzvahs will not apply, so good. So Yeshu can also change some of the rules because maybe he was Mashiach and he could start changing rules the same way it says in your Torah that the rules will change at some point. So the Ritva answers and says that no. The only time this can be true is when the world changes. Meaning the Olam Hazeh as we know it, as long as it applies as it exists as we know it, so then certainly the Torah exists and it applies. But at some point, Tchias HaNesim starts happening, when the world as we know it starts changing, and the reality seems to start changing, at that point there's already what to talk about, whether mitzvahs are batelos la'asid lavo or not. But he says, as long as the physical reality of the world exists, until a time of where things start changing, and maybe once things start changing in the physical reality, you can then talk about changing things in the spiritual reality. But as long as things exist as they are in this world, then he says, you can't change the Torah and tell me that some of the Torah will apply or not apply. He says, so they, I have an answer, he says, for the Talmidim of Yeshu if they try to pull a fast one on you. There is a time, The Ritva also asks another question, because in Yechezkel it talks about some people who he resurrected. And in Perek Lamed Zayin, beginning of Perek Lamed Zayin in Yechezkel, it refers to bones that he found in some valley, and that he resurrected these bones into people. There's a machlokas in the Gemara whether that's just a parable or whether that actually happened, when there really was, whether he really brought people back to life. But the Gemara tells a story then about people, if it's true that he did bring people back to life, so then they tell a whole story about who these people were and what they were. And the Gemara goes on to say that one of the stories there, that one of them talks about the tefillin that they wore. So the Ritva says, I'm here telling you that after Tchiyas HaMeisim, there will be no longer be mitzvos. Mitzvos betelos la'asid lavo. And yet you have a clear proof of after a resurrection of the dead, right, when Yechezkel resurrected dead, and here the Gemara is telling you that they were fulfilling mitzvos. So he says, how can I now tell you that after the Tchiyas HaMeisim in the future, there will be no mitzvos, but after the Tchiyas HaMeisim of Yechezkel, they were fulfilling mitzvos, they were putting on tefillin? So he says, you can answer the question in two ways. Either there's a difference between a small-scale Tchiyas HaMeisim, an individual doing Tchiyas HaMeisim, as opposed to the great Tchiyas HaMeisim of the future, where everybody will be resurrected. And he says maybe only then, which would be in line with his thinking, that only at that point, when all of the physical reality starts changing, at that point then you can talk about mitzvos betelos, that mitzvos will stop to exist. And he says the second answer might be that even for those that Yechezkel resurrected, maybe they really were pater from mitzvos. Maybe they didn't have to do mitzvos. So maybe they were wearing tefillin because out of choice, out of their own decision. That, like we've been saying, that if you say mitzvahs are betelos la'asid lavo, it's possible that we would still want to do mitzvahs. Certainly tefillin, which represents the crown of Hashem, wearing the crown of Hashem on our heads, so we really, it's a zechus to wear tefillin. It's something special that we're excited about to wear tefillin, not because we have to. So maybe these meisim that Yechezkel resurrected, so they were wearing tefillin, it happens to be that specifically the Gemara refers to tefillin, so maybe they didn't have to keep all of the mitzvahs, but they chose to keep the mitzvahs because they had that spiritual sensitivity to want to do the mitzvahs of Hashem. So again, but that's only a question according to his opinion. That the Gemara then talks about mitzvahs betelos la'asid lavo means literally that there will be a time in the future after Tchiyas HaMeisim that they will be batel. There's also a question at that time, if that's the case, that after Tchiyas HaMeisim there will be no mitzvahs. So what about the people who live? Let's say the person is living at the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, and he spans the time of Tchiyas HaMeisim where he doesn't go through Tchiyas HaMeisim because he's alive and lives through that time period. So does he have to keep mitzvahs? So some say, yeah. Some say that it's only the meisim, when they come back, they won't have to do mitzvahs. But the people who live through that time, they will have to continue to fulfill mitzvahs. And others say no. Others say no. It's the time period which creates the p'tur. It's the time period. Not that somebody who was dead and now comes back to life, that's why he's puter for mitzvahs. But it's whoever's alive at that time of Tchiyas HaMeisim, possibly because once the physical reality starts changing, the spiritual reality and obligations can start changing as well, then anybody who's alive at that point doesn't have to do mitzvahs either. So that's the machlokas as to whether who it applies to. I'll just mention one. Just one interesting, I saw the Ben Ish Chai has a discussion as to whether a person and his wife will have to have a new kiddushin after Tchiyas HaMeisim. Right, after a person and his wife come back to life, so will there have to be a new kiddushin? Right, will they have to get married again? So the Ben
Ish Chai married to somebody else.
What
if she's married to somebody else, though?
Aren't they together?
So it's a big question. As to what about an almana? Let's say a person gets married a second time, who does the person go back to? So they do talk about it. There are sources that discuss these types of questions.
Wife.
Right. And yes, the Ben Ish Chai says that you will have to have a new kiddushin, but you are chayev in kibbur avayim. Because I didn't understand why exactly, and I'll leave that for thought. That on the one hand he says it's like a new body, and therefore you need a new kiddushin, you need a new marriage, but you are chayev, you are obligated in the midst of kibud al-va'im to your parents.
still came from you, if you still can.
What does one include the other?
Well, because I would think that if you view it as you're a new person, and therefore you have to marry this person again, so then you're a completely new person, as if you, you know, were coming from...
Clear, Rabbi. Do I have to marry that person again? Or do I have to, you know,
what
say,
you
know what I'm
saying? You look the same way you look when you're not.
I just need to know my options.
Remember, you're not 20, right?
You will...
You're going to be 100
points. I'm sure we will all want...
You've got to take what you can get.
Now this will end, I'm sure we will all want to marry the same people, especially when it becomes obvious, and I'm sure is obvious to all of us, that you know, the people who we are married to are the people who HaKadosh Baruch Hu called out before we were born, that Bas Ploni Laploni, and I'm sure that has become clear and continues to be clear to all of us in our marriages. So on that note, we will end.